Hi, I'm Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. I don't know about you, but with Russia and China buddying up, the political upheaval in our country, and all that's going on around us in the Ukraine and elsewhere, I'm not so sure Christ isn't coming back really soon. I love Christ's parable about the bridesmaids waiting with the bride for the groom to come in Matthew 25:1-13. Tradition had it in Christ's day that the groom didn't announce when he was coming for his bride, so she and her bridesmaids had to be ready at all times within whatever window they thought he might come. When he did come, the party didn't wait around for everyone to get their stuff. He came, grabbed his bride, and they all left together. Those who were ready, anyway. In the parable, those who were ready were separated from those who weren't, according to who had brought enough oil for their lamps, for both the wait and the journey. Once it began, fully half weren't ready and missed the wedding. The parable is about us, of course, and our readiness for Christ's return, the time of which he will never announce. So we have to be ready, and it's my personal belief from many stories in the Old Testament that most will not be ready when Christ returns. Most won't have accepted the invitation that is out today for all and will be left behind. And if you think things are bad now, wait until you see how things go when all the believers go to be with Christ. What's left will be a world resembling the Mad Max movies. Enough said. Some of us celebrated Easter earlier this month, the day Christ rose from the dead, proving once and for all that he was the Messiah and had given his life as a sacrifice for all for our sins. Proof of that is accepted by those who believe the gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the accounts the Bible records of Christ's life, death, resurrection, and ascension on earth by four eyewitnesses. So today, which are you? The bridesmaids ready to go with extra oil just in case? Or the other half, just sort of enjoying the moment and not worrying about when Christ gets here? As I look around, I'd say 90% of the folks I interact with and observe aren't ready. They're living a life that includes one or more sinful activities or haven't even bothered to investigate the truth of the Bible for themselves, something all must do in their lifetimes to get ready for the heavenly kingdom. There's some comfort in the fact that we don't do the saving. God does. But that doesn't mean there's nothing for us to do. Easter is all about planting seeds for people to hear and confront when they're ready to. All we can do is plant, water, and hope those we've ministered to come to a point in their lives when our words take on meaning for them, and they realize that they have to make a life-altering decision to either accept the truth of Christ our Savior or not worry about it. God help those who don't fill their lamps with oil and pack extra for the journey. This has been Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Until next time, do your best and let God do the rest.